Hi guys, so I'm back today with another episode for you guys. I'm on my lunch break, so I'm recording in the car. So this episode probably won't be super long because I have to be back at work at like 1:35 or something. So I'm just chilling in the car right now and I just want to step outside. Normally I stay in the building, but I was like, let me step outside because my office is cold as hell and I just wanted to step outside to get some air. But anyway, guys, so I'm actually going to do something with you guys that I normally do in the morning by myself. Normally in the mornings, what I do is I'll pray by myself usually. It's like a little quick prayer just to pray for everybody around me and pray for the world and pray for my have a great day. Now, a lot of you listening may not all be religious. And if you're not religious, I'm not judging. That's perfectly fine. I'm just going to do a quick prayer for those who need it or who may just feel like they want to hear prayer. But again, if you feel like you're not religious, I'm not judging you. You don't have to even listen to the prayer. You can turn it off and come back on the section when I stop praying. But again, this is a no judgment zone, so I'm going to do a quick prayer, guys, just with you guys, since I forgot to do it this morning. And let's just bow our heads, no matter where you are listening, whether you're driving or you're at home, whatever. Don't close your eyes now, because some of you might be driving or doing something where it requires you to keep your eyes open. But let's get into it. So, dear God, I'm coming to you today to thank you for allowing me to see another day. Thank you for blessing the people around me, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to even be able to just be here today, Lord. I'm just coming to you again, Lord, to ask that you uplift me in prayer, that you surround my job and my coworkers in prayer, that you make today a great and amazing day for us, Lord. I'm asking that you bless anyone who are sick and shut-in and can't get out their home. Bless anyone in the world who may be sick, that they are healed, Lord. I just come to you asking that you continue to bless my family as well, Lord, and bless families in the world who may need you. Continue to touch hearts, Lord. Continue to wrap your arms around me and anyone else who needs protection right now, Lord. Continue to take all the negativity out of our lives and bring positivity towards us, Lord. Continue to mold us and make us better, Lord. Again, Lord, I just ask that you continue to guide us and bless us with your word. I'm just grateful that, you know, the pandemic is slowly getting a little bit better and COVID is clearing up some and that people are starting to get a little bit better. I'm grateful that I'm able to just celebrate another day of life, Lord. And in these words, I pray, amen. All right, guys. So normally I do a longer prayer, but I kept it short because I'm recording. So that was a short little prayer. I hope you liked it. I didn't stumble over my words too much, did I? But I tried to do the best I could do because I'm recording, so it's a little bit, I was a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie, praying while I was recording. I really haven't done that, but like maybe one or two times on here if you guys listened to me in the past. But anyway, I hope that was a great prayer. I hope it touched someone's life and hope it made you feel better. Moving on though, guys, I've been doing a lot of episodes about dating, and I gotta crack my window because it is hot. All right, I cracked the window, guys. I'm getting hot in my car now. But I've been doing so many episodes on, like, dating and things like that. And I thought, why not give you guys kind of my intake on some things that, as you guys know, people are walking by me, guys. I don't want to be, like, super loud, but just give you guys like kind of an intake on some things that I've been going through. I know I gave you guys, you listened to my last episodes about dating and just giving advice to women. I feel like the reason I do so much dating advice for you guys and the reason I'm so ample about it and just big on giving you guys advice is because I feel like it's just so important that as women we stick together. It's just so important that as women we come together as one and that we like don't feel like we're alone, like we don't have anybody we can talk to or feel like we can have anybody that can give us some kind of guidance. And I feel like since I've been through things, I know other people listening probably have too. It's just good to have to listen to each other and just to hear stories. But I am also going to give you some stories throughout this episode too. I don't know why I'm going to title this episode, because I'm still going to give you guys some advice. I'm also going to be telling you stories like I did in the last one. But actually, I know what I'm going to title it. Is he the one? Is he the one? That's the question mark. So anyway, that's a good title. Is he the one? I might have used this title before, but I don't know. But anyway, I'm using it again if I have, and I'm using it again. So is he the one? So basically what I want to say to you guys is that in the last episode, if you listened to it thoroughly, I did talk about an ex coming back into my life. So I had an ex who, I'm going to give you a good background story. Basically, I had an ex who, because I don't want anybody in my conversation, I had to crack, roll the window up some. But I had an ex who I dated when I was like 18, 19, or 20 years old. I was super young when we met. And when I met him, he was going into the military. And at that time, he lived in the area that I lived in, kind of, sort of. We were close by. But then he ended up getting stationed in Georgia for his training. So he was in Georgia, and I went out there to see him. We spent a weekend together or whatever, and we spent time together, needless to say, in that relationship. Our relationship was short-lived only because he was in the military, and we didn't really get to see each other as often, and things happened. We were kids, guys. We were like 18, 19, 20 years old. We were young, still trying to figure out who we were, and we just lost touch, and then that's basically how we broke up. We lost touch. He went to the military. He went off. He ended up getting sent overseas, and then he was in Afghanistan, so he was all over the place, and, you know, he ended up getting a new number, and we just lost contact. But the good news is, I was on a dating app, and he happened to be on that same app, and so he found me, and he messaged me, and we've been talking every day since. So we text pretty much all every day. We talk on the phone a lot, and we've just been trying to, I guess if you want to say, like, rekindle and kind of just start over and get to know each other again, because you had to realize when we met, we were kids. So, you know, as kids, you grow up and you outgrow things, and things change in your life, and so that's what kind of happened with us. Things kind of changed in our lives, and we grew up, and we went, you know, different directions or whatever. So we're trying to get to know each other as adults now. I have to say, guys, it's been nothing short of amazing. Honestly, I feel like he has such a good aura about him. Like, he's been through things, but he has a good heart. And he can relate to me because he's dealt with anxiety, depression, and PTSD. And he's always giving me advice and always making me feel good. He just has this positive energy about him. And I kid you not, last Sunday, we stayed on the phone for 3 hours and talked. 3 hours, you guys. We were on the phone talking for 3 hours. Never once did he was like, get off the phone. I don't want to be on the phone. He just listened to me for 3 hours. He gave me advice. He was really sweet. And that was one of the best conversations I had in a really, really long time. And it was beautiful. And I was like, wow. But it's not only that. I just get a good feeling whenever we talk, or even, like, I just have good vibes about him. He's just a really stand-up good guy. I can just, you know, he's grown up a lot. I've grown up a lot. We've changed, but he's such a good person. He's really sweet, you guys. I don't know what's going to happen between me and him. Like I tell you guys, I live in the moment. I used to always plan things out in my head, and it had to be this way or that way, time framing so much stuff. So I'm not really time framing anything. I mean, we're still getting to know each other. We're going to continue to hang out and do, like, little date nights and just hang out as friends and just get to know each other and see what can happen. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm sure as hell going to find out. So we're just trying to learn each other and get to know each other again, and we're just trying to see, like, the possibilities, because you just never know what could happen. So I'm looking forward to seeing, like, what the next steps will be for me and him. And I don't know what the future holds, but I can tell you this, I really have a good feeling about him, and he's just different. I don't know what to say, and I hope you guys listening on, like, what she said, the same thing about her guy friend D. And I'm gonna be real with you, him and D are complete opposites, because the thing is, my guy friend D would not spend 3 hours on the phone with me. My guy friend D would not listen to my mental health issues the way my ex would. My guy friend D would not be as consistent or show up or make promises he can't keep. You see what I'm saying? Like, my guy friend is not consistent. He doesn't keep promises. He doesn't do what he says he's gonna do. My ex, of course, is completely different. He keeps his promises. He does what he says he's gonna do for the most part. I mean, he admits he has a busy schedule, and I'm cool with that. He has a busy schedule, you know, just like any of us do as adults. But he's just different. And I'm not going to go into too much detail about me and him, because right now we're still trying to figure things out. We're still getting to know each other all over again. So it's nothing really to be like, oh my gosh, she's taken off the market. Nothing that crazy yet anyway. But I'm just letting you guys know that there's possibilities. And I'm not going to lie, guys. Since I've been on this new dating site, it's like I see all these possibilities of dating. And it's just beautiful. Because before, when it came to my dating life, I was kind of like, I was using dating sites that really didn't make me happy. I was meeting people that did make me happy. But now with this new dating site, I feel alive. Because I feel like, and then it's cool because I got to finally meet somebody that I really am glad that I got to reconnect with. So it feels good to just be out here dating and just having fun. I'm just enjoying it, you know, I'm enjoying it. So like I said, again, I don't know what's going to come out of it, but I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride and we'll see what happens. And I'll keep you guys posted as always. But let me say this. I want you ladies listening to know something. A man is never too busy to see you. Never buy into that BS of I'm too busy, I don't have time, doing this, I'm doing that, because that's BS. No man is ever too busy to see you. I don't care what he says. Look at the president of the United States, Biden. You think that we get he's busy. He's president. He has a lot of shit to do. Excuse my language. But he has a lot to do. But I'm sure he makes time for his wife. I'm sure he makes time for his wife. This is the kind of... I'm just sure he does. So you got to think you're never too busy. You can be the most famous celebrity out here. And have a whole bunch of shows you got to do on one night or two nights or whatever. But if you really still want to spend time and see somebody and do something, you're going to make time to do it. So that whole I'm busy thing doesn't really work on me with people, because I feel like I'm busy too. I have a life too. But if you want to see somebody, or you want to put something into, invest into something with somebody, or you want to spend time with a friend or family member or whatever, this doesn't just apply to relationships, but just all kinds of things. If you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're never too busy. That's how I feel. So if you're dating somebody, talk to somebody, he's telling you he's too busy. No, he's not too busy. He just doesn't want to spend time with you. He doesn't want to see you because he just doesn't care enough. So don't listen to that BS line of I'm too busy or I'm working all the time. Because people will put that BS out there. I'm working. I'm this. I'm that. Okay, well, you have no time at all. Get out of here. Like, you're not trying to make time. That's the problem. And then they want to get mad at you when you say something about it, because it's like, I get it, you know. But also respect the guy if he says to you, like, if you're texting him or talking on the phone and he's like, hey, you know what, this is another one that I know is too, where he just communicates and lets you know what he's doing. Like, he'll say to you, he'll text you like, hey, I'm about to go into work right now, so I'm not gonna be touch, can't be on my phone, I'll text you at this time, I'll call you at this time. That's a good communicator, because he's letting you know what he's doing throughout the day. He's letting you know he's gonna contact you then. Or if he says, hey, I gotta get back to work, I'll hit you up later or something. That's good communication, because he's at least coming to you instead of just not texting you back, instead of just not calling you. He's at least reaching out to let you know what he's doing and why he's not going to be texting you. That's the kind of man you want too, just looking at it. And I want to say something too. A lot of men will tell us they love us, I love you, I love this, and their actions don't back it up. So if you're dating somebody and they're saying they love you but their actions don't speak for it, they don't love you. Because actions means so much more than words. I'm gonna tell you, a lot of people can say they love you, they like your hair, they like whatever, but it doesn't mean anything if their actions don't speak for it. A lot of people say, I'm gonna show up to your job and see you next week, and they don't show up. You know, that doesn't mean anything. So a lot of times with people, when they tell me stuff through words, I don't always believe it, because words don't mean anything. People can word stuff all different how they want to, but it doesn't mean they're gonna do what they say they're gonna do. So you gotta, when we're dating, we gotta start holding men accountable. Don't just listen to what they tell you. Make sure their actions back it up. And if the actions start, you notice that they're saying they're coming to see you and they never show up, they're constantly standing you up over and over, then you know at that point, they're not the one for you. You know at that point, they're just talking out of their ass, basically. They're not gonna do what they say they're gonna do. But a real man is not gonna do that. He's gonna say, I'm coming to see you next week. He's gonna be there on that date and time at that place y'all supposed to meet at, because he just cares enough to do it. But I'm just noticing that, because a lot of times in my relationships in the past, men have said, oh, I love you, Sherelle, but their actions didn't speak it. Their words may say I love you, but the actions never backed it up. And then because I was so, you know, young and dumb, or just caught up in thinking the person really did love me, I believed what they said over and over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, that really hurt me in the end, because I was believing everything they said, but they didn't mean it. And because I was sitting there like, you know, listening and thinking, oh, they do love me, but their actions never spoke for it. It was like, people will trip you up with that crap. They'll tell you so much in words, but their actions never speak. And that's super, super important when we're dating. You know, I just want to cross something too. Never try too hard to prove your relationship. Now I'm going to say a comment on something. So if everyone knows the rapper Lil Uzi, he's dating JT from the City Girls, who I think is beautiful. Love her swag, love her style, whatever. However, I do think on social media, because everybody's constantly coming for them over and over about stuff that Lil Uzi does to the, you know, that he does to her friend in the City Girl. You know, she's in City Girls with her friend Carisha. So basically, he's always coming at Carisha, saying smart stuff or whatever. And then it's on live and stuff, and the people make comments on it. Then she had to speak out defending him. And then she has to, like not even a week ago, she posted a picture of a bag, saying, oh, my man got me a bag, basically, you know, and I'm thankful for him. And I feel like, in some sense, I feel like they're pushing that relationship onto us. If you have a great relationship, if ever your man is treating you right, regardless of what we see on live or whatever, and you know in your heart you're being treated right, then I'm all there. I'm all here for it. But you don't need to push that onto social media. Why? If your relationship is so solid and you're so, so good and everything's great, why even go on social media, on Twitter, and defend him? Why even go on Instagram and post a bag and brag about how he's this great guy? Because you already know that. So you don't need to go to social media and tell them that, right? Because when you're content with somebody and when you're being loved right, you don't have to say nothing on social media, because social media don't matter. What the people think don't matter, because it's all that matters is what you and that person think and what y'all feel. So I feel like sometimes people got to stop trying to push these relationships onto us on social media. A lot of people do it. Not just celebrities. Even everyday people do it. Stop pushing your relationship onto people on social media, because at the end of the day, what are you trying to prove to us? Come on now. You love this person. They love you, right? So why you need to push that on to us to make us think they love you and make us say, hey, this person really does care about me, they're doing right by me? Because at the end of the day, it just puts more room out there for more judgment. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with posting your significant other or posting things they do for you, because I've done that in the past when I've dated. Nothing wrong with it, but don't feel like you have to constantly push it on to people or constantly speak up for a person or constantly do stuff. Because at that point, when you're doing all that speaking up and doing all these things, it makes us look at that person like, she doing all this talking, like, what's really going on behind those closed doors? Because I'm not going to do all that for a man that's doing well by me or doing good by me. I'm not going to speak out and have to do all these pictures and poses of persons and stuff and speak on his behalf, because at that point, I don't need to. His actions are speaking for him anyway, right? And why am I speaking up? So, and that's not to shade her or nothing. I actually like JT from the City Girls. I really do. It's just that I'm just making a valid point of people pushing relationships on social media and try to make us think one thing when another thing is happening or whatever. But anyway, and they may be a great couple, by the way. Her and Uzi may be a great, great couple. I'm not even going to say they're not, because they probably are. But I'm just speaking. But I think a lot of time we just make dating so complicated. We make it this big old thing. We make it where it feels like it has to be a certain way all the time. It can't be that way. It has to be this way. We make dating such this complicated thing when it doesn't have to be. And this is another thing. I was talking to someone the other day. Well, actually. And I've had this conversation before. And I think I brought this up before. When B. Simone on Instagram, you know, she's on Wild Now and all that stuff. And she brought up how we have so many standards and what we want in a man, when we don't even have half of that, of what we're asking for. I had the same conversation with my ex that I just told you guys about the other day on the phone on Sunday. And he was talking about the things women ask for, and they don't even have half that they ask for. And I think I never thought about it, but it's true. We do tend to have our standards up high. It's nothing. And let me tell you something. It's nothing wrong with having standards, ladies. Do not feel bad like you can't have standards. Don't feel like, oh, you can't have standards. It's nothing wrong with having standards. Nothing wrong with knowing that you are the prize. I'm never going to deny that, because I feel like you are the prize. You should make yourself feel that way. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do feel like at some point, because I never thought about this, I was, in my mind, having standards for the kind of man I wanted to. He had to be tall. He had to be this. He had to be that. And then it hit me when my ex was saying, well, you know, what if the guy for you is a guy that's not so tall? What if he's not the tallest? What if he's not the cutest? What if he's dresses this way? What if he lives that way or does this way? But he's the right guy for you. But you pass him up for somebody that's tall that treats you like crap. And I thought, that is so true, because I never thought about it that way. That when we putting all these standards sometimes on what we want our men to be like, we could be passing up a good guy. Because I will tell you guys this, in therapy, my therapist said that no matter who you date, they're never going to have 100% of what you want. They may have 50%, 60%, but they're never going to have a full 100%. And you have to pick and choose what you're willing to, I guess, in a sense, say, okay, this, if this person doesn't clean up. Let's say, for example, you date and meet a guy. Great guy, great on paper, everything. But you're really big on cleaning your house, and he's not big on cleaning. So you have to decide at that point, do I want to date this guy because I clean my house, he doesn't clean his house. Should we still date? Or you meet a guy who has horrible credit, doesn't pay his bills on time, but you pay yours on time. So you have to decide, do I want this guy with a horrible credit and just help him fix his credit? Or do I just pass him up for another guy? So you do have to make this decision, but we also have to, I guess, not be so damn shallow. Because I realize as women and men, we can be shallow as hell sometimes when it comes to looks. I've been there. I've done that. But I guess you do have to meet somebody that's willing to meet you halfway. Because we got to realize no one's going to be perfect. And through healing and dating, I've kind of learned that. Like, I've met people, I've talked to people that may not have everything I want. They may not jump up off the page. But, and I do even question, I wonder in the past if I turned down a good man because I was so stuck on my standards. You got to question it. But I also want us to, listening, my ladies listening, to know that it's also about being treated right. You shouldn't feel like you're settling for somebody and you're being treated like crap. You shouldn't feel like you're giving 100% to somebody and you're not even getting 50% or 40% or anything. So it should always be equal. It shouldn't feel like we should settle for the first man we meet. Because a lot of women do that. We see a man, he's cute, he's whatever. Man, I have everything we want. Maybe just a little bit, but we just settle. And then we get in these relationships that we're miserable in because we settled for Johnny down the street. And we really didn't even know Johnny. We got to stop jumping into relationships when we don't know anybody. A lot of us do that. I'm guilty too. Where you meet a guy for a few months, barely know his last name, first name, and you just jump into a relationship. Because that leads to disaster. Because you really got to know the person you're dating. And it took me a long time to get to that place too. Because I was always in and out of relationships. In and out of relationships. Could never be single. I would literally know somebody for 2 or 3 months and I'm in a relationship. Don't even know nothing halfway about them. I'm getting deep into it and noticing things. And I see all these red flags. But because I'm blinded. Because when you love somebody, you put these shields or blinders on. So I'm just not even paying attention to it. Or I'm seeing it, I'm just not even really caring. Because I'm thinking I'm so happy and I love them so much. But we got to stop doing that. We got to start taking, when we start seeing red flags in people, we got to start taking those blinders off and run. Because a lot of times what happens, those red flags only get worse, and then more red flags show up. And then we got all these thousands of flags around us, but we're still trying to stick it out. You know, and just mostly just do what makes you happy. Because I feel like it's just, you know, and I'm a firm believer in that. I think a soulmate is out there for everybody. That's just what I believe. Your soulmate could be in Wyoming. Your soulmate could be in Paris. Your soulmate could be in London. I don't know. Your soulmate could be any damn where, to be honest with you. But what I do want to say is that if you, let's say you have a guy come up to you, ask you a number, you look at him, you think, oh, he's too short for me, or he's too this for me. Give that guy a chance. I'm going to challenge you girls to give the guy a chance and see, because he could actually be the one for you. And if he's not, then you move on to somebody else. But let's challenge ourselves to date outside of our normal boundaries, date outside of our normal standards a little bit. And when I say this, I'm not saying settle. Don't take it wrong. I'm not saying settle. What I'm saying is, date people who we wouldn't normally actually go for, like the weird guy working the corner or whatever. You know, just date people who really vibe and connect with, instead of dating somebody who we normally would go for, just to see what could happen. And again, I know some of you are like, it's COVID, I'm not looking for love. But I'm sorry, I'm a firm believer that even in the middle of COVID, you can find love. I'm sorry, that's just me. But for those of you who are a little iffy about dating during COVID, I would just say maybe do like a little FaceTime date or something like that. Get to know somebody that way. You won't be able to touch them or nothing, but you still can get to know them and make sure you fix it all up and get all cute like you actually on an actual date. But I want to say something too, guys. Also remember that when you're getting to know somebody, this is real, spending time with them is a huge, huge part of figuring out who they are. Because you can talk on the phone all day long, you can text all day long, but if you don't spend time with that actual person, actually sit in a room with them and really talk to them face to face, look each other in the eyes, you really aren't going to get to know anything about that person. Because that relationship is just going to be phone, text, but you don't have that physical or that in-person connection. So you always got to remember, too, that if you are going to date, you do need at some point to make a physical connection and see the person. Because I feel like that's when you really get to know somebody. That's when you really can say you know somebody, and that's really, really fully can figure out if this is somebody you see yourself with or you don't see yourself with. So that's why I say it's super, super important to look at all those things, you guys. You got to really look at all the things and just figure it out from there, because people are not always going to show you their true colors in the beginning, especially if they're trying to win you over, if they're trying to get what they want from you, whether they be using you or whatever. They might even actually really like you, but people are never going to show their actual true colors in the beginning, because they're trying to be all cute and sweet in the beginning of the relationship. They're not going to show you that evil side. They're not going to show you the anger side. They're not going to show you the mean side. They're going to show you all the sweet stuff that you want to see. And a lot of times when we get deep in, like maybe a few months down the line, you start to see that mean side or that angry side or that volatile side or whatever. Then that starts to come out a little bit. They start to show themselves. And you have to look at that and go, some people may show that side, but let's say they show that side because they're defending you or whatever. You have to pick and choose. Then at that point, okay, is this side going to be a little bit much for me? Can I handle this or can I not? But also, I want to say something too, because I was listening to Stefan Speaks. He's on YouTube. Look him up. He's like a dating coach. And he was just talking about a lot of times when dating, we cut people off too quick before we even get to address the issue we had with them. So a lot of times if you are dating, something that I'm learning to do now too, is if somebody is doing something that you don't like, tell them. Say, hey, I don't like when you do that. And if that person really likes you, the guy you're dating, he will stop doing it. He will stop doing it. But if he keeps doing it, even after you keep repeatedly telling him stop or you don't like it, then cut him off. Because I have learned that in my life, I cut people off too quick before I even give them a chance to explain themselves, before anything happens. I'm like, nope, you cut. And I had to tell myself, Sherelle, you got to stop doing that, because you're not even giving that person a chance to explain themselves or anything. You're just cutting them off. So just if someone is doing something, you're dating somebody, they're doing something you don't like, just tell them. I also learned that from my ex too, because I talked to him the other day and he was just telling me, like, you know, whenever he feels a certain way about something or something bothers him, he tells the person how he feels. If they don't stop doing it, then he, you know, leaves. Or then he cuts them off. So it's so important just to address things instead of just walking away, because that person may not even realize that they're doing what they're doing and that it bothers you. Sometimes I have done things to people and didn't know it bothered them until they told me. And I was like, oh, I do that? Okay, let me fix that. But a lot of times, people don't always recognize the things that they're doing. Sometimes they do know they're doing it and they just don't care. And sometimes they just really don't know that they're doing it. Or if they do know, they don't know that it affects you. So you have to speak up and say, hey, this is bothering me. Can you change this? Can you fix this? Or whatever. And if they choose to do it, and most people who have good hearts and who really like you, they will say, okay, sure, I'll fix it. I'll change it. But people that don't care will say, some people will say, I'm not changing nothing. I like who I am, blah, blah. You'll hear them running their mouth like, I don't care. I like who I am, and take it or leave it. Those are people you got to cut off, because they know something makes you uncomfortable. That's the biggest thing, is comfort. You want to be comfortable with whoever you choose to deal with. And if you are in a room with somebody and you're not comfortable, then that's a huge issue, because then that makes you feel like you're sitting there uncomfortable the whole time, and you could be comfortable, but you're uncomfortable because that person doesn't care about your level of comfort. You want to be in a room with somebody who wants you to be comfortable at all times. They want to make sure you're comfortable, that your needs are met, that you're good. You want to do the same thing for them if you're dating them. Make sure they're comfortable, their needs are met, because two uncomfortable people in the room is just not a good thing. I've been there. You want to be comfortable. So that's why I say it's so important to address things that you see. If you're just getting to know somebody, you're just starting to date, address the things you don't like. Address the things you see. Don't let the red flags pile up, because in my past, I would let the red flags pile up. I would know in the back of my mind that people were doing things that I did not like, but I would never say anything to them. I would just overlook it and overlook it and overlook it. Then it would pile up into all these thousands of red flags around me, and I'm knee deep in red flags, literally, because I never said anything, because this person thought it was okay, or they just didn't care. And I'm learning to say no. If you're in a relationship and you don't like something, say no. It's okay to say no to the person you're dating. It's okay to say no to say anybody. Remember to say no sometimes. Like, I'm guilty of dating people and then I don't like something they do, or I don't want them to do something, or they ask me for stuff and I say yes, yes, yes. You've got to learn to say no. That's in any relationship, friendship, family ship, whatever. You got to learn to say no sometimes. Oh, it's okay. And if the person stops talking to you, that means they were never your friend, never your the person for you to begin with. But it's okay to say no. It's okay to stand up for yourself. It's okay to cut people out. Because let me tell you something, those people who you cut out, it just let you know if they really, really do care about you genuinely and they get cut off, they'll come back in your life and they'll try to fix it. If they don't, then oh well, life will go on for them and for you. But some people, you got to be cautious. Some snakes will come back. Like I told you about the story I told you guys about last week. Told you guys about that incident that happened to me last week. The whole guy friend thing. And how that person that basically said all this negative stuff about me, my guy friend, was taking up for me. But that's a whole nother story. Because I actually am going to do an episode addressing that friendship. And again, and the reason I'm addressing it is because I just feel like I've talked about him so many times on here with you guys over the past year or two. But now I really want to address some things about that friendship. And I want to address some things that I feel like should have been said a long time ago, when I should have been honest about it. And we're going to go into detail about it. So I hope you guys are listening. Anyway, guys, this has been a 30-minute podcast. I've been running my mouth. I'm about to go back into work, guys. But what I'm going to do is look out for a podcast episode. I'm going to upload this one today, but I'm going to have another one tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but probably Thursday or Friday, but probably today. I don't know yet. But it's going to be talking about that friendship and addressing some things that I feel like you guys should have known about, or that I should have said, or just in general, because we all have that one toxic friend or that one friend that we, you know, questioning, or that one friend. I'm not necessarily saying he's toxic, but I'm just saying we all have that one friend in our life. So anyway, guys, peace and love. I will talk to you guys soon.